coming late tonight.
It's been a long day. I know it's not easy. So I'll try and make it worth your while. We'll see if I succeed. The Gemara has in Brachos and Daf Chaf Zayin Amud Aleph. For those of us, I'm going to do, since I know there's no time to prepare to see in the Makoros, so I'll try and do like a little bit more inside than we did last time. So take a look at the Gemara, about eight or nine lines into the wide lines of the two dots. The Gemara says, Tefilas HaMincha Ad HaErev. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Chisdei Rav Yitzchak, Hasam Amar Rav Kahana Halacha Kirb Yehuda, Holu Tznab B'Bichirasa Kevaseh. So we had earlier a Mishnah in Edios that says that we pass him like Rabbi Yehuda, but that was not in regard to the machlokas that we have between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan in terms of mincha. So hachamai, the Gemara wants to know, in terms of the machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan by mincha, what's the din? So what's the machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan by mincha? So if you just take a look, for those of you who are not learning the fourth parak, in the Mishnah on Daf Chafav Man Aleph, the Mishnah says tefilas hashachar ad chatzos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ad Dalet Shavos. Tefilas HaMincha ad HaErev, Rabbi Yehuda Omer ad Plag HaMincha. So, Mincha, according to Tanakhama, according to Chachamim, can be davened up until HaErev, up until evening. And Rabbi Yehuda says, up until Plag HaMincha. And Tefilas HaErev in Lakeva, and we'll see about that soon.
Really?
Yeah.
I found this on the Sfardim, can I use it?
I guess.
It's like undercover, like, is that
it? I don't know. I don't know. Can I borrow a pen from you?
Yes.
Okay. So what about over here? Do we pass in the Kirb Yehuda in terms of this man of Mincha? So, Amar Rav Kahana, Halacha Kirb Yehuda. I'm sorry, that's what we just read. Hachamai Ishtik V'lo Amar Lev Lomidi. So here, Rav Kahana didn't have an answer. He didn't say anything. Amar Rav Chisda, Nechzi Anan Midarav Matzli Shal Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos Mibod Yom. From the fact that Rav davened Ma'ariv of Friday night davening when it was still Erev Shabbos. So we see from there the halacha of Rabbi Yehuda. Presumably, what does that mean? Rav must have davened Mincha before Plag HaMincha, like Rabbi Yehuda. And then according to Rabbi Yehuda, as soon as you hit Plag HaMincha, then already this man of Ma'ariv comes. And that's how Rav was able to daven Friday night Ma'ariv already on Erev Shabbos when it was still light outside, it was still daytime, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, Mincha is until Plag. After Plag, even before Erev, you can daven Ma'ariv. So the fact that Rav daven Ma'ariv after Plag HaMincha on Erev Shabbos, we see the Lachos like Yehuda. Sounds like a good raya. The Gemara says, no, Adrabba, I can give you a raya the other way. Mid Rav Huna v'Rabbanan lo avu matzli ad orta. From the fact that Rav Huna and the Rabbanan wouldn't daven until it was actually nighttime, Shema minol ain't a Lachos like Yehuda. So maybe we should see from there Halachos not like Yehuda. So says the Gemara, hashted lo itmar hilchusa, lo kimar v'lo kimar. Since we don't have a flat-out conclusion, who we paskin like, Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbanan, we don't paskin explicitly like either one. De avad kimar avad, or de avad kimar avad. So, you do whatever you want. Either one is good. Do either like Rabbi Yehuda or like Rabbanan. That's what it sounds like from the Gemara. So, what does this mean, de avad kimar avad, de avad kimar avad? So, there's a Me'iri over here that's quoted by a lot of people. So the Me'iri says, I'm just going to read the inside, he brings down both shittos. There's a machlokas really between the Me'iri and most others. Specifically, we'll talk about the Rush. And the Me'iri here quotes both shittos. The Me'iri says like this. The Ovid Kemar Ovid, the Ovid Kemar Ovid. Klomar, the Ovid Kirb Yehuda Lis Pa'al Bo Tfilas Ha'erev Ovid. The Ovid Kirabanan Lis Pa'al Bo Tfilas Mincha Ovid. So the first shita that the Miri goes on to explain over here is that the shita of what we're going to refer to as the shita of the Rush. This is the Rush in Simin Aleph in the first parak. I think it's Simin Aleph. Are they right here in Marmikolos? Yeah, in Simin Aleph in the first parak. The Rush refers to our Gemara, and the Rush says that a person can choose. For your whole life, you could either do like Rabbi Yehuda, or you could do like Rabbanan. But once you decide, that's it. You can't switch. And that's what the Mechaber passes in the Shulchan Aruch. That a person should always either do like Rabbi Yehuda, or like Rabbanan. One or the other. But to do one day to daven after Plag HaMincha, to daven Mincha, because you go like Rabbanan, and then the next day to daven Ma'ariv in that time, meaning daven an earlier Mincha, and daven ma'ariv in the time of Plaga Mincha. So the Rosh says it's a tartar disaster. It's a stira. Mineyubei. Stira.
What's
Mineyubei? Internal. You're contradicting yourself. Because on one hand, you're calling Plaga Mincha the Yom, the Zman of Mincha. On the other hand, the next day, you call Plaga Mincha the Zman of Ma'ariv. So that's a stira. So that's the sheet of the Rosh. And the Mi'iri argues. The Mi'iri says that when we say the Avid Kamar Avid, he says that's only within one day. Within one day, a person has to be consistent. But if I want to treat today Plaga Mincha after Plaga Mincha is the Zman of Mincha, and tomorrow to treat Plaga Mincha as the Zman of Ma'ariv, so the Mi'iri says that that's not a problem. That's mutter. It's not considered to be a tartar disaster. And this Mi'iri, I saw, is quoted by the Kaf HaChaim LaHalacha. He quotes like the Mi'iri, he says like the Mi'iri. So let's just understand a little bit. What's the Hezber HaMachlokes? So the Stipler has in Brachos, in which one is it? Simon Beis, maybe? Simon Aleph. Right, the Stipler in Simon Aleph quotes this Machlokes in the Rosh and the Mi'iri. And he points out that the Rosh and the Mi'iri compare this case of the Avid Kamar Avid, to two different other cases in Shach. The Rosh says that what's this case similar to? This case of Plaga Mincha, Grinch of Yehudin Rabbanon, the Machlokes, this is just like a case of Shidra V'Gulgoles. That anybody who learned Rosh Hashanah this year might be familiar with the Machlokes B'Sil B'Shamai about Shidra. So there's a Machlokes B'Sil B'Shamai when it comes to a spine. That there's a Machlokes, if you're missing two vertebrae of the spine, or there's a Machlokes, do you have to be missing two vertebrae of the spine or one vertebrae of the spine in order for the spine to be able to be metame be'ohel? Meaning, I forgot who holds which, but one, either B'Sil B'Shamai holds that in order for the spine to be metame, it can only be missing one vertebrae. If it's missing two, it's no longer metame. And the other one said, no, even if it's missing two, it's still metame until it will be missing more. And that has implications in other areas of halacha in terms of, I forgot even what the case was. But what's the importance of that comparison, says the Stipler? He says that the case of Shidra v'Gulgoles is a machlokes b'sil v'shamai. And the Gemara says, and that has implications in two different areas of halacha. So the Gemara says the Stipler, you have to be consistent. You either hold always like Beis Hillel, or you hold always like Beis Shammai. But if you take the kulas of Beis Hillel, then you'd be a Rasha. You can't be makel like Beis Hillel in one case, and makel like Beis Shammai in a different case, because that's a tarte disaster. It's a stira. Meaning that this machlokas of Shidra has implications in two areas of halacha. In one, it causes Beis Hillel to be machmir, and Beis Shammai to be makel. In the other, it causes Beis Hillel to be makel, and Beis Shammai to be machmir. So if you take the kulas of both sides, it says the Gemara, you're a Rasha. So, says the Stipler, according to the Rosh, we have over here the same case. We have a Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan, and there's a Machlokas. So if you decide to take one, essentially you're paskening like that one Shita. And if you're paskening like Rabbi Yehuda, so then that means that the Zman after Plaga Mincha is not a Zman of... I'm sorry, if you're paskening like Rabbanan, it means the Zman after Plaga Mincha is not a Zman of Ma'ariv. And to say one day it is and one day it isn't, that's a tarte disaster. Just like the case of Psak when it comes to the Shidra. That's the way the Stipler explains the Rosh. But one second, just speak out the Mi'iri and I'll have the questions. But the Mi'iri compares it to a different case. Mi'iri says the case of the Avid Kamar Avid, the Avid Kamar Avid in our Gemara, is like the case of Shnei Shvilin. I don't know if you guys are familiar with the case of Shnei Shvilin. So you have two paths that you could take. You know that one of the paths, there's like a dead person buried under one of the paths, and you're not sure which. So it's a Suffolk Tuma. So if you go there, it's only one of the two paths. One path is Tahar and one path is Tameh, Shnei Shvilin. So if you choose to go down one path, and then, you're Safed Tameh. So what do? You go to the Rav, and you ask what to do. He says, Safed Tameh? Okay, you're Tahar. We have a rule, Safed Tuma, Bereshus Rabin, Sfeko Tahar. So you're considered to be Tahar. But what would be like this? Let's say I go down the path on the right, and my friend goes down the path on the left. And then we both come to the Rav. So then what's the din? We say, are we Tameh or are we Tahar? So now we're both coming, Bevas Achas, we're both coming at the same time. So one of us is definitely Tameh. So we can't say we're both Tahar. So then we have to be Metameh. But the lacha is that if one person would come, and then afterwards the second person would come, so then we would both be Tahar. Because this is a suffix. We view it as a suffix. So as long as these two guys don't come Bevas Achas, as long as we're viewing each person individually, so then we could say that, you, Tahar. You come separately, you're Tahar. As soon as you put them together, we know there's a Vadai Toma here. When we have to view them together, there's a Vadai Toma. I can't be making on both. But when they come separately, Shnei Shvilin, the halacha is that as long as they're separate, So we can be mitahir both of them, even if we know that one of them, lemaisa, has to be tameh, because they both, one went on each path. But if they come one after the other, so then we say that they're both tameh. So says the Rosh, that the Meiri learns the case of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan, the Machlokas, the Avid Kemar Avid, the Avid Kemar Avid, just like Shnei Shvilin. That we have here a suffix. So there's rules when you have a suffix, so what do you do? So by Shnei Shvilin, the rule that we invoke is suffix tumah. So suffix tumah, Birshus Rabbim, Sveiko Tahor, you have a Cheskas Tahra. When it comes to tumah, the rule is that suffix is Tahor. So we have a rule over here also, says the Rosh, says the Stipler. According to the Meiri, this is a case of suffix. So what tefillah? We're talking about tefillahs minchan, tefillahs ma'ariv. So minchan ma'ariv are midrabanan. So says the Rosh, according to the Meiri, the rule over here is suffik derabanan lakula. So today I want to view plaga mincha as this man like Rabbi Yehuda, this man to daven ma'ariv, suffik derabanan lakula. Great, daven ma'ariv. Tomorrow I want to view this man after plaga mincha like rabanan to daven mincha, suffik derabanan lakula. Great, daven mincha. It's always a suffik. So suffik derabanan lakula, as long as I'm not being a stira in one shot, like Shnei Shvilin, as long as they don't come at one time, here too, as long as I don't in one day try to make it both mincha and ma'ariv in that time. So says the Meiri, suffik derabanan lakula, no problem. That's the way the Stipler explains the machlokas between the Meiri and the Rosh. Again, the Rosh views your, when you act like either Chachamim or Yehuda, that's a psak. And once you pass in a certain way, your machriya, that this is the way that you hold, you can't be so sure that the next day. And the Meiri says, no, this is not a din of psak, this is a din of suffik, and suffik derabanan lakula. And if that's the case, so I can do different things on different days. Questions? Yeah, Matt.
So the Meiri would say the only thing you can't do is daven mincha and ma'ariv after plaga mincha before seis?
You can't daven mincha and ma'ariv, correct?
Shkia, not seis.
Before shkia. Oh, that's my focus, I promise. Yeah. Other questions? Yeah, Daniel.
I didn't formulate it yet in my head, but it's kind of like with the guys with the two guys in the two paths, right?
Yeah.
They come at the same time. You know one of them went in one path,
yeah.
Right? So one of them has to be Tamir.
Yeah.
Whereas they come at different times, you can say maybe this guy went to...
No, no, we know which path they went. Also then, Lamaisa, you're right, we know the Tamir. But if they come at the same time, then we have to view them together. If they come at the same time, we view them together. We know in this Shaila that we're addressing, we have to consider both paths. So we have to say they're Tamir, because there's for sure a Tamir here. But if they come one after the other, so we don't have to view them together.
Even
we view each one separately, and each one we can say is Tamir on his own.
Even if they come separately, and we know each one on a different
path? Yeah.
Just because viewing them together somehow makes it...
Oh, very good. So that's the Stipler. So it's very interesting. I just want to go back inside for a second into the Gemara. The Gemara says that from the fact that Rav davened Ma'ariv on Erev Shabbos before Erev, meaning he davened after Plaga Mincha, so we see from there that Rav must hold like Rav Yehuda. That's what the Gemara says. Rav tzali shel Shabbos for Erev Shabbos, shnami no, the loch is like Rav Yehuda. Okay, I hear that. I hear it. Let's take a look in Rashi for a second. Rashi says, if you look in the third to last line of the Gemara, the last words of the line, Shel Shabbos bear of Shabbos. Rashi says, Shekibo alav Shabbos mibod yom. That he did Tosefes Shabbos. Now this sugya happens to bring together, this one story of Rav Tzali Shel Shabbos bear of Shabbos brings together like three monster sugyas. One is Tarti Desasri, which we touched on just now with the Stipler. One is Tosefes Shabbos, which Rashi is going to bring up, which we're not going to talk about really. And one is Tfilas Arvis Rishutz, which we're about to see in the Rambam, that we're going to spend a little bit more time on. So Rashi says that the reason that Rav was able to daven Ma'ariv early on Erev Shabbos was because of Tosefes Shabbos. So Lichora, once you say like Rashi, how does this story about Rav tell us that we're passing like Rabbi Yehuda? Well, we're passing like Rabbi Yehuda because Rav daven Shel Shabbos Erev Shabbos. Comes along Rashi, Tosefes Shabbos. So maybe the reason Rav daven Shel Shabbos Erev Shabbos is because of Tosefes Shabbos. Maybe he really holds like Rabbanan. He really can daven mincha all the way up until Erev. But he daven mincha, and then he was mekabel Shabbos early, so he daven ma'ariv. Once Rashi says that, where do I know any more Rabbi Yehuda? How's the Gemara teaching us anything about Rabbi Yehuda now? That's kasha number one. And if you look in the Rambam, for anybody who has a Rambam, anybody who doesn't, if you could look on for a second, there's an extra Rambam right here. Yeah. The Rambam in... Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Gimel, Halacha Zayin. Perek Gimel Halacha Zayin. The Rambam says the following: Hamispal tefila kodim zmana lo yotze yedei chovaso. V'chozer mispal also bizmana. If a person davens the tefila not at the proper time, he's not yotze. He has to daven again. V'mispal tefila shachris b'shas atchak achar she'ala amuda shachar yotze. Okay, tefila shachris l'chatchila should be by netzachama. If a person davens shachris after alos, so then b'diavad is yotze. V'yesh lo mispal tefila arvis, says the Rambam. This is what's important for us. The Rambam says if a person should daven ma'ariv shalele Shabbos, or not that he should, but he can daven ma'ariv of Lel Shabbos be'erev Shabbos kodim shetishka achama hashemesh before shkia, a person can daven. Now, right away, before we read the next line, if I ask you, the Rambam says a person can daven ma'ariv on erev Shabbos before shkia. So if I expect now an explanation from the Rambam, what would I expect him to say? Why could I do that? Because why? Not Rashi. Gemara. Forget. Because why? Because Rav did it. Because Rabbi Yehuda. Rav did that. We see like Rabbi Yehuda. That's what we want the Rav to say in the next line. Why can you do that? Because we pass on like Rabbi Yehuda. That's what it should say. Chor. Says the Rambam, V'chein mispal shal arvis shal motzai Shabbos b'Shabbos. You can dive in Ma'ariv early also on motzai Shabbos. Why? L'fishet filos arvis rishus in medaktikim bizmano. Ma'ariv is a rishus, and therefore we don't have to be medactic, we don't have to be meticulous about the time, we can even daven ma'ariv before the proper time. As long as you read Kriyat Shema again later. So according to the Rambam, why is it that you can daven ma'ariv early on Erev Shabbos? Because it's only ma'ariv. And ma'ariv is a rishus, and since ma'ariv is a rishus, I can daven early, I don't have to be very meticulous about, I don't have to be medactic about the zman of ma'ariv. It's a rishus. Yeah, Ezra.
Does that mean that's true even if you daven after the Chag also?
That's a good question. It's very unclear with the Rambam sheet that we're going to see a little later. What the Rambam basically says that a person should daven mincha up until plaga mincha, but he can daven mincha up until erev. It's like from one line to the next. You think he's going to Rabbi Yehuda, and he's like, but you can daven up until erev. And Mefarshim trying to understand, what does Rambam really hold? Does he hold you can mamish daven and talk to the sasser every day? Does he hold like the Rosh? Does he hold like the Meiri? It's not clear. Very good. But this Rambam is, again, now, if I wanted to read the Rambam back into the Gemara, the Rambam says the reason you can daven an early Ma'ariv and Erev Shabbos is because it's only Ma'ariv, and you don't have to be medactic in the Zman. Tefilas Arvis Rishus. So if I look in the Gemara, Rav Tzoli Shal Shabbos Erev Shabbos, he can daven Shal Shabbos Erev Shabbos. Why did he do it? If I'm the Rambam, the next line of the Gemara is, because Ma'ariv is Rishus, I can daven early. And the Gemara learns from there, no, we see that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. How do we see that? How do we see the halacha? Maybe the halacha is like Rabbanan. It's still the Zman of Mincha. Why can I daven Ma'ariv early? It's Rishus. We can daven Ma'ariv even when it's not really Ma'ariv time. That's what it should say according to the Rambam. So we really have no idea how to read the Gemara. Because if I want to learn like Rashi, that it's a din of Tosafos Shabbos, so then how do we see from Rav that Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda? And if I want to learn like the Rambam, that Tefilas Arvis Rishus means you don't have to keep to the times, so then how do we see from Rav like Rabbi Yehuda? We have no idea how to read the Gemara. Guys, like, got me a little bit on this in the Kiyas year, but I was able to weasel my way out of it. But Lamaisa is just, like, Pashup Shah is very, very difficult to read. Very difficult. So, this Kasha on the Rambam, we'll talk first about the Rambam, we'll give a few Mahalchim in the Rambam, and then we'll come to the Mishnah Siyavitz, who answers for Rashi as well. The first person, I guess, to ask, or at least the first person that you're most likely to see when you learn Rambam to ask this kasha is the Lechem Mishnah. Lechem Mishnah asks on this Rambam right over here. So let's see, where is it? If you look in the Lechem Mishnah, I don't want to go through the whole thing. Okay, let's go. If you see in the Lechem Mishnah, it's not the first part of Halacha Zayin, but in the second, I don't know how it looks in the other Rambams, but in the Frankel, it's V'chein yispal arvis shal motzai Shabbos b'Shabbos v'shit tefilas arvis rishus v'chule. So it says the Lechem Mishnah. U'mash hutzrach Rabbeinu Zal l'aseis tam v'shit tefilas arvis rishus af v'gav de b'gemara lo mashma de habi taima el mishum de kaimelin ker Yehuda. Right, the Rambam says the reason they can daven the early Ma'ariv is because Ma'ariv is a Rishus. And in the Gemara it's Mashma, it's because we hold like Rabbi Yehuda. The Ad Plaga Mincha Habizman Tfilos Amincho Misham Ve'ilach Habizman Tfilos Ma'ariv. That's what the mashmos of the Gemara is. Shkin amru sham amru rav chista nechzi anan v'chulei shmamina halafik Rabbi Yehuda. Quote from the Gemara. Mikol makom. So why does the Rambam have to introduce tefilas arvus rishus in medaktikim bezmana? What does the Rambam gain by that? Hukshalul rabbeinu zal. The afag av the kain one Rabbi Yehuda damer dezman tefilas amincha havi ad plaga mincha. What's the Rambam bothered by? That even though, let's say, like the Gemara learns, really the Gemara says, we see from the fact that Rav davened early that we hold like Rabbi Yehuda that the Zman of Mincha is until Plaga Mincha. After Plaga Mincha, you can't daven Mincha anymore. Mikol makom, hayalahem likvoa Zman Arvis, me'ez tetzal kochavim. K'mosha amru b'tfilas Shachris. That, just like when it comes to Shachris, the way we pass in like Rabbanan, like Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbi Yehuda, that Tefillah Shacharis is up until Dalet Shavuos, and then when does the Zman of Mincha start? At Dalet Shavuos, the Zman of Mincha? No. Mincha you can only daven a few hours later. 6.5 hours into the day. That's the earliest man. They don't have to be Samach Zelazet. So the Rambam's bothered. From the fact that the Gemara says that Rav davened in early Ma'ariv, how do you know just from the fact that Rav davened in early Ma'ariv that we pass on the Rabbi Yehuda? Maybe Rabbi Yehuda says that you can daven Mincha until Plaga Mincha, but it should be that you daven Mincha until Plaga Mincha, and it should be Ma'ariv immediately afterwards. It should be a downtime, just like you have after Shacharis, and then Ma'ariv should be only by Tzitzis HaKochavim. Why is it that when it comes to Ma'ariv, you can daven right after the Zman Mincha? So that's what the Rambam is coming to add. You can daven Ma'ariv right after the Zman Mincha, because Ma'ariv is a Rishus. And since Ma'ariv is a Rishus, even though ideally Ma'ariv is really the nighttime tefillah, but since it's Rosh Hashanah, medaktikim bizman, you can daven even earlier, right after the Zman of Mincha ends. But that's why the Rambam has to add that onto the Gemara. Meaning, the Rambam is not giving a different answer than the Gemara. The Rambam is adding onto the answer of the Gemara. Yeah, Michael.
So we're saying, for instance, that the Rambam is viewing the Shita as Ma'ariv doesn't technically start until the nighttime.
According to the Lechem Mishnah, I mean, technically it doesn't start until the nighttime. But Lamai said that doesn't really mean much because since it's Rosh Hashanah, medaktikim bizman, you can daven earlier. Good. That's the answer to the Lechem Mishnah. The Avi Ezri over here on this Rambam gives another answer, and this Avi Ezri is going to open up for us another ha'ara. The Avi Ezri says on this halach in the Rambam that really the halach is like chacham. We have machlokes in our Gemara Yudin chachamim. And we say the halacha is lo kemar ve lo kemar. So says the Abiyazri, don't think that the halacha is you David kemar avid, David kemar avid. And the reason for that is that suffik derabanan lekula, he says. Don't say it's because suffik derabanan lekula, and therefore you can do whatever you want. Sounds like Meiri. This is the way Meiri learned the Gemara. And that's the way the Shagas Aryeh, he quotes here the Shagas Aryeh, that the Shagas Aryeh also says in Siman Yedzayin, the pshat in the Gemara of David kemar avid, David kemar avid is that it's a suffik derabanan lekula vort. So says the Avi Ezri, no, it's not something to rub the kula. Really, the Gemara Paskin's like Rabbanim. Because we have a rule, halacha v'rab, yachad v'rabim, halacha k'rabim. So we have the chachamim, we have Rabbi Yehuda. The halacha is like chachamim. Really, you can daven mincha ad ha'erev. And like we said before, the Rambam actually says, you should daven mincha up until plag, and you can daven ad ha'erev. So we have to see what that's all about. But the Avi Ezri says, you can daven ad ha'erev, like the Rambam himself says. That's, we passed like chachamim. That's the din. Yachad v'rabim, halacha k'rabim. So what's the business with davening ma'ariv early, if that's the case? So the Avi Ezri says that yachad v'rabim, halacha k'rabim really means me'ikra din, that we passed like chachamim. It's true. But since Tfilos Arvis is a Rishus, so the Rambam says, Ein Medaktikim Bizmana, what does it mean Ein Medaktikim Bizmana? That since this whole Tfilah is a Rishus, so Kedai Hu Rabbi Yehuda Lismochalav Le'inyan Tfilos Arvis. Which sounds a little bit strange to me. I don't want to go into what really bothers me right now with that. But that's the Lashon of the Avi Ezri. I read it to you inside. El Me'achar Shlo Itmar Mefurash Halacha Kechachamim. Meaning, Lemaisa, I'm sorry, I'll go back one line. Mimela hadin hu yachid v'rabim, halacha kirabim, v'halacha kichachamim. That's how we pass in halachas like chachamim. El ma'achar shlo itmar mefurash halacha kichachamim. Since the Gemara doesn't say that right out explicitly. Le'inyin ma'ariv shirashusi, kedai hu Rabbi Yehuda lismochalav, vein medaktikim bizmana. That ain't the doctor kimismana comes from the fact that Kedai reviewed the Lismochalav in a Gemara that doesn't pass him explicitly either way. So that's what the Rambam's adding. The Rambam learns the Gemara. He sees that we're holding over here like Rabbi Yehuda that it's early. And the Rambam says that when the Rambam says in medaktikim bismana, the pshat isn't that Arvis Rishus in medaktikim bismana because of something about just about Arvis. It's that Arvis Rishus, and since it's a Rishus, you can be so mech on Rabbi Yehuda to dive in earlier, and that's why in medaktikim bismana. In medaktikim bismana is a function of Rabbi Yehuda. So when the Gemara says that Rav Tzali Shal Shabbos Be'er Shabbos, and therefore we see like Rabbi Yehuda, it's because the fact that he could daven early taught us that Ein Medakta Kim Bizman. That's the way that Abiezer learns the Gemara. And then Abiezer just points out, Derech Agav, that with this he can answer, then I'll take questions. He can answer a kasha that the Shagas Aryeh asks. Because the Shagas Aryeh points out that in Hilchos Tmidun U'Musafin, I don't know how, we're not going to go so far over here. But Hilchos Tmidun U'Musafin, the Rambam paskins, that you can shech the Korban Tamid all the way up until Ha'erev, up until the nighttime. You could check the Korban Tamid. So the Shagas Aryeh asks, if the whole basis of being able to daven mincha up until later is based on a Safek Durabanan Lekula, so that's very good by mincha and Ma'ariv, which are Durabanan, Safek Durabanan Lekula. But the Korban Tamid Shalbein Arabayim is a Din D'Oraisa. So the Rambam in Tzvidim U'Musafin, if he's passing me based on Safek, should have said you can only shech up until Plaga Mincha, like Rabbi Yehuda, because Din D'Oraisa. So the Shagas Aryeh leaves the Tzarechin on that Rambam. Says the Avri Ezri, that's not Tzarechin at all. That's not what the Rambam means. It's Safek Durban Lekula. The Rambam's saying that we pass him like Chachamim. But when it comes to Arvis, since it's a Rishus, it can be so Mechon Rabbi Yehuda. But Be'etzem, fundamentally, we pass him like Chachamim. And if that's the case, when it comes to Korban Mincha, the Korban Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim, no problem. At Arif. Because we really pass him like Chachamim. That's the Rishita. Questions? Yaakov.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like it's. I mean, the Lechem Mishnah, I believe, actually learns the Rambam that you can dive in and talk to the Sasser. It's not a problem. In Achinamdi, because that is Mana Mincha, and Ma'ariv is Rishus, Ein Medakta Kimizmana. But maybe you could say that since, according to the Aviezer at least, the whole basis of Ein Medakta Kimizmana is the fact that you're being so Mechon Rabbi Yehuda's Shita, so when you decide to do it, so you can only do it on the day when you dive in Mincha earlier. No, but it makes sense to say that from the Aviezer, because the Aviezer is saying that the whole Ein Medakta Kimizmana comes from Rabbi Yehuda. So if it comes from Rabbi Yehuda, just misfara, it's pashut, that like the Gemara says, da'ovid kamar avid, da'ovid kamar avid, but you have to be consistent at least. But then it would come out, lichora, that the Rambam should be like the Meiri, meaning Lamaisa at least. The Rambam should come out that you could switch days, according to Aviezer, should come out that way. Yeah, Daniel.
Just to clarify, so the Rambam doesn't hold like Rabbi Yehuda, he just said he do it earlier because it's Rishus Arvid?
Meaning, fundamentally, paskins like Chachamim. But since it's not an explicit psak that came out of the Gemara, so the Rambam says that by Meir of Richard the Rishus, you can be so Mechon Rabbi Yehuda.
Yeah.
That's what the Abi Ezra says.
That's what the Abi Ezra says. The Rambam just says because
that's the same Chan Rambam. That's what he says Chan Rambam. Yeah, Matt.
How could the Abi Ezra say that we pass on life at home if it's something in the Gemara? Because the Mishnah Angel says that it's like Rabbi Yehuda.
Yeah, it's a good kasha. I mean, it's a little bit Iker Chasr than a Sefer over here. I mean, he invokes a rule. Yachid Rabbim, Malachid Rabbim. So that's why he says, pass on life at home. But it doesn't sound like the Pashut Chan Gemara doesn't sound like that in Achinami, but that's what it says. Adam.
Same question.
Okay. Two.
If you pass in like Rabbi Moriyah, what about the others?
If we pass in like, sorry?
Or like Shafers, if you pass in like Rabbi Yehuda.
Yeah.
Why don't we follow the Kabbalah and also deliver the Rabbin?
No, in general, I mean, we have a general rule, halach kirabin, but if there's an explicit psak, like in the case of Shacharis, where there's a mission in the Adios, Beferish, like Rabbi Yehuda, so then we'll also sometimes deviate from that. Yeah, Daniel.
Just a question before I ask a real question. When something's Rishus, like Arvis, Rishus, and I miss it,
yeah.
Right? Do I have to repeat it? Do I have to do it twice?
Okay, we'll see if we get to that also. Good question. We'll get there. You have a real question also? Not that that wasn't real, but... Oh, okay, fine. And just borrowing your own Lashonas. Okay, so just one quick ha'ar I wanted to make based on this Avi Ezri. That the Avi Ezri says that we have a Shagas Aryeh who learns that the Pshat in the Avi Kamar Avid or the Avi Kamar Avid is that it's a Safik Durban Lekulavur, and that creates a problem in Hilchos Tmidim U'Musafin. And Avi Ezri argues that no, this is not a Safik, this is a Psak. There's a Psak here, Halacha Kirabim. We really pass him like Chachamim. So just there in Agav, it comes out that according to this Avi Ezri, the Machlokas Avi Ezri and Shagas Aryeh lines up with the Machlokas Meiri and the Rush, the way the Stifler presented it. Meaning the Meiri said the whole base, the whole discussion in our Gemara, Davi Kamar Avid, Davi Kamar Avid, is based on a Safik Darban Lakula. And therefore you could flip back and forth each day. So he said it's based on Safik Darban Lakula. That's the Shagasariya. That's Beferish in the Shagasariya in Simeon Zion. And then that creates a problem for the Shagasariya in terms of the Rambam Shita and Tmidim Musafir. But the Rush, the way the Stipler learned, held that once you pick one Shita, either Rabbi Yehuda or Chachamim, so then you're passing, Be'etzim, you're passing like that Shita. So the Abi Ezri also learns that our Gemara is coming out with a psak. Now, it's not exactly like the Rush, the way the Kilas Yaakov says, because the Abi Ezri says we're passing like Chachamim, and the Stipler says that you get to choose your psak. But fundamentally, in terms of what's going on in the Gemara, is the Gemara working with Suffolk, or is the Gemara not working with Suffolk? So the Shagasariya and the Meiri, according to the Stipler, both are working, reading our Gemara in terms of Suffolk, Darban, and Lakula. And the Abi Ezri and the Rush are both not reading our Gemara as having anything at all to do with Safik Darabanan Lakula. Okay. That's one. Is that clear up to there?
I didn't understand that last part.
Okay, let me just, I'll try it out real quick. Just push it. Kilo Sakov says we have machlokes between the Rush and the Meiri. The Meiri learns that our whole Gemara is Davi Kamar Avid, Davi Kamar Avid is working with the system of Suffolk. Yeah, we say Suffolk Darban Lakula, that's why you can daven earlier. The Rush says that our Gemara is telling you you should choose a psak. You can either pass them like a Yehuda or you can pass them like a Chachamim, but you can't mix and match. That's in my focus, the way the Stipler sets it up. So I'm just pointing out that the Meiri, who learns Suffolk, that's exactly like the Shagas Aryeh. That's quoted by the Abi Ezri. As opposed to the Rush says, as opposed to Abi Ezri himself, who says that this is a psak, which is not exactly like the Rush, but he also holds that our Gemara has nothing to do with Safik Darban Lakula. Our Gemara is also talking in the context of psak. Yeah.
I mean, as you pointed out, the Abi Ezri does probably switch from day to day.
Right. That gets into why I fundamentally don't really understand the Abi Ezri. The Abi Ezri, on the one hand, he says we mamish pasken like Chachamim. On the other, he says since our business is Rishus, kedai Rabbi Yehuda lismocholav. So that's a target disaster.
Well, I mean, that's because the Rush and Meiri weren't dealing with our being Rishus. Were they?
They weren't.
That's
true. That's a new thing that the obvious Shagasariya bring into. Right. That's true. That's true. It's a good harbor. It's still true what I'm saying here, that fundamentally he's dealing with Suffolk and he's dealing with Psak, but in terms of this side is a little bit more complicated than this line makes it look. That's true. Fine. So that's two answers in terms of how the Rambam is going to read our Gemara. We have the answer of the Lecha Mishnah, we have the answer of the Abi Ezri, and now we're going to see the answer of the Mishnah Shavitz, and that's going to open up for us until the rest of the Chabura, where we'll talk about Arvis Rishus for a little bit, and then we'll call it a night. The Mishnah Shavitz says that like this. What's bothering Rashi and the Rambam? The Gemara says, Rav Davin Shal Shabbos Barav Shabbos. And we see from there, Halachas like Rabbi Yehuda. Comes Rashi and he says, Tosef is Shabbos. Comes Rambam and he says, Mariv is Rishus Eimedaktik Mizmana. Yes, what do you... Whoa! Rashi and the Rambam, where are you coming from? What do you need that for? So the Mishnah Siyavitz in Or HaChaim in Simon Beis explains a very beautiful pshat. He says, L'maisa, let's say we pass him like Rabbi Yehuda, like the Gemara says. Minchim Til Plag. Between plag, from plag and on, even before nighttime, you can daven Maariv. Okay, beautiful. That works during the week, says the Mishnah Shabbos. But when it comes to Leil Shabbos, so now it's after plag HaMincha, it's still daytime, it's daytime outside, it's after plag HaMincha on Friday, and I want to daven a tefillah of Shabbos. But Lameis, it's not Shabbos. It's not Shabbos right now. So even though in general, says the Mishnah Shabbos, I understand that on Chol, you can daven an early Maariv, because Rabbi Yehuda Shita says that after plag HaMincha, you can daven Maariv. Who says that you can do that on Friday night? On Friday night in Maariv, you have to say, it's Shabbos now. But Lamaisa, after Plag HaMincha on Friday, it's not Shabbos. It's still late. It's still daytime outside. It's Friday. So who says that after Plag HaMincha on a Friday, you can daven a tefillah of Lil Shabbos? It's not Shabbos. Are you done? You want to say it? Well, he says you can have a Maariv after plug in the Maisa, it's daytime.
The night starts.
I mean, you're right, it sounds like the Shita is the Indian Maariv, the night starts. But, and there's a whole discussion about Kriyashma, but the Maisa, it's daytime. So says the Mishnah Seifetz, how are we going to answer this kasha? That's what's bothering Rashi and the Rambam. How could you daven an early Maariv Friday night? It's Friday. It's not Shabbos yet. So says Rashi, we have a din of Tosefa Shabbos. We're Mekabel Shabbos early, and now you can daven a tefillah of Maariv. You can daven Maariv early Friday night, according to Rashi, because of the din of Tosefa Shabbos. I'm Mekabel Shabbos early, now it's Shabbos. So I can daven Maariv. So that's very nice for Rashi. But the Rambam doesn't hold of Tosefa Shabbos. The Rambam holds Tosefes as a din of Yom Kippur. There's only Tosefes in Darius on Yom Kippur. But according to the Rambam, there's no such thing as Tosefes Shabbos. So the Rambam's still bothered. Why can you daven early according to Rabbi Yehuda on Friday? It's not yet nighttime, it's not yet Shabbos. How can you daven the Tefillah of Shabbos? How can I daven the Tefillah of Shabbos? So says the Rambam, oh, because Maariv is a Rishos. And since it's a Rishos, in the Daktikim Bismano. And in Echinami, it's not Shabbos yet. But I can daven the Tefillah that's going to be soon. I can daven it even earlier. Because it's a Rishos, and in the Medak to give me his mind. Even though it's not Shabbos yet, I can still be master Shabbos in my tefillah. Because it's a Rishos, the whole thing's a Rishos. In the Medak to give me his mind. That's Machlokas Rashi, the way the Mishnah said it's nice. Yeah, I've heard it.
Doesn't the fact that you're saying Zohar have make Shabbos Chal?
No, not according to Rambam. Rambam doesn't hold of that. Rambam holds that Shabbos is Chal
so
when it happens.
And then he holds that you should dive in a regular weekday Shmona.
Nope. The Rambam holds the Rambam. The Shittas Rambam is. The Rambam also says you can make kiddush earlier, even though he doesn't hold the Tosef and Shabbos. Because the Rambam says Zochar v'Shomer Zochrei Al Yayin B'Knisaso B'Tziyaso, and in general, around the time that Shabbos comes in, you have to mention Shabbos. Around the time that Shabbos goes out, you have to mention Shabbos at Avdalah. But it doesn't have to be Shabbos yet. Even before, and even before Shabbos is over, you can mention Avdalah. It just has to be around the time, and that's based on according to Mishnah Seifetz. The Rambam holds Arvus is Rishus in the Daktikim Bismana, and that means that I can even be Master Shabbos now, but since that's the next tefillah, because my Arvus is flexible, I can bring it up even though it's not Shabbos. Yeah, Tzvi.
So how does that answer our question? How is that proof for Rabbi Yehuda?
Listen, the Gemara's proof is partial. According to Rabbi Yehuda, if you daven Maariv early, how could Rav daven Maariv early? It's Plagam and it's still daytime. Oh, well, that's only according to Rabbi Yehuda. We have another kasha that still bothers us. And right now it's Friday night. How could you mention Shabbos when it's still daytime? Very good, it's this mind of Maariv, but how can I mention Shabbos? So according to Rashi, it's because Tosefes. According to Rambam, because since Maariv is Roshos, I can be master things now, even if it's only Shayach really to the next man.
But it could still be like a Rabbanah, and you could still answer the Rambam's answer.
Oh. You're saying according to the Rambam, that the whole thing is in the back to give his man? No. You could still hold like the Rabbanah.
Then
we tar to
the
sasha. What?
Because
it's tar to
the
sasha. It's tar to the sasha, yeah, why? Oh.
He only prayed after.
Right. Then it'd be tar to the sasha. Meaning, you're davening Maariv right now after plaque, before Shkia. So it's still daytime. So to say that you're holding Rabbanan would be a tar to the sasha, right? So the word says, oh, must be Yehuda. But how could you do it? Rashi, no. Yeah, no.
The fact that Rambam says you don't have to be medakli in this month, doesn't that mean you should be able to daven Maariv after Alos?
After what?
Alos the Shabbat.
Meaning at the end of the night?
Yeah.
I think that they might discuss that, but I don't know. I'm not sure. I hear what you're saying. Meaning, like, if you can daven it early, maybe you can daven it late. I'm not sure. Yeah, Joshua.
I thought you just said that there is no target to the side with Rambam.
Well, it could be, I mean, it's very unclear really what the Rambam Shita is. It could mean that the Rambam holds that there is a Tarak to the Sasra, right? But you could just choose, depending, Maariv is Roshos. So the way that Avi Ezri learned, Maariv is Roshos, Emedak to Kibizmano, which means that you could be Somech on Rabbi Yehuda if you want to be Somech on Rabbi Yehuda. But if you choose to be Somech on Rabbi Yehuda, that means that on that day you have to daven Mincha before fly.
Okay.
Fine. So just in terms of, we understand why Rashi, right, why the Rambam didn't say like Rashi. Meaning we're bothered. How could you daven the Maariv early before on Friday night before it's actually Shabbos? So Rashi says you could do it because there's a din of Tosefes Shabbos. Why doesn't the Rambam say that? Because he doesn't hold of Tosefes Shabbos. So why didn't Rashi say, forget Tosefes Shabbos for a second, why didn't Rashi say like the Rambam? Arvis is Rishus, Emidak Tikim is Manos, he daven early. So I think there's three possible ways. We're going to take one of them and run with it, but there's three possible ways that you could say for Rashi why Rashi didn't say Tefillas Arvis Rishus, Emidak Tikim is Manos. And that's, you know, and didn't say like the Rambam. Either you could say, number one, that Rashi holds that Arvis is a Chulva, And he totally rejects this notion of Tfilas Arvus Rishus. Number two, you could say Tfilas Arvus is Rishus, but that doesn't mean that Ein Medaktik Mizmana. I mean, who says that those two things have to go together? Maybe Rashi holds it's Rishus, but you do have to be Medaktik Mizmana. Or number three, I was thinking this is against the assumption of Mishnas Yagvitz, but three, Rashi could hold that Tfilas Arvus is Rishus, Ein Medaktik Mizmana, but that doesn't mean that just because Ein Medaktik Mizmana that you could say it's Shabbos when it's not really Shabbos. I mean, that's very good for the rest of the week, but maybe Rashi held that it's still not satisfying when it comes to Friday night. That third possibility is against the assumption, Mr. Shavitz, that it's possible that works, so I don't want to really pursue that so much.
Why do you say that when we're during the week and not Shabbos? Just because you can't mention...
Yeah,
because
the Maisa is not Shabbos, so how am I mentioning Shabbos? I think that was Bradley and Rami earlier. So you could, that's, I guess it's a possible theory as to say why Rashi didn't agree with the Rambam. But those are the three things intuitively that a person would have to say. Why Rashi doesn't say the Rambam? Either because he holds that even though Ein Medaktik Mizmana, it's still not going to fit over here. Or he holds that Marv is a Rishus, but you do have to be Medaktik Mizmana. Or he holds that Arvus is not a Rishus at all, it's a Chov. So I want to just take a look for a second on Tosfos and Dafkof Vav and Aleph. Tosfos has what Daniel asked earlier, Tosfos has a Kasha. Because the Gemara says that if a person didn't daven Marv, so he can daven Tashlumin on Shachris. This is Tosfos Dir Maschal Ta. If a person didn't daven Marv, he can daven double Shachris, Tashlumin on Shachris. So comes Tosfos and he says, I don't understand. Why would a person ever daven Tashlumin for Marv? Marv is a Rishus. So you didn't have to daven Marv anyway. So if you missed Marv, what do you need Tashlumin for? So says Tosfos, Marv isn't just the way you usually think of Marv Rishus. Marv is a relative Rishus, meaning if it's between davening Marv or doing some other mitzvah overis, some other mitzvah that you won't be able to do unless you forget about Marv, then you could go do the other mitzvah. But if all things are equal and you don't have anything else to do, so Tosfos says it's a chiv to daven Marv. Even the Mandomar who says it's a rishus, he doesn't mean it's a real rishus, he means it's a relative rishus. Meaning, if there's something better to do, so you can go do something better. But if there's nothing else to do, Marv is a chiv. So maybe that's the way Rashi holds, that Marv be'etzim, even according to the Mandomar, Tfilas Arvus Rishus, the way Tosfos, Shittas HaTosfos here in Chavavim and Aleph, is that Tfilas Arvus Rishus means that it's a chov. It really means it's a chov. Just if you have something better to do, something more important, so then you don't have to daven Marv. But if there's nothing better to do, it's a chiv. You have to daven Marv. That's Sheet of Tosfos. And that's what we presented as the first possible reason that Rashi didn't agree with the Rambam. That's the way Tosfos answers this kasha. The Ritva over here says, why is it that our Gemara says that if a person forgot to daven Marv, he davens Tashlumin for Shachris? I feel this Marv for Shus. So comes the Ritva and he says, this Gemara is according to the Manda Omer, the Marv is a Chov. But it comes out that according to the Ritva, according to the Manda Omer, the Marv is Rishus, really there is no Tashlumin for Marv. According to that, it's Machlokes in the Gemara, Arv is Rishus or Chova. Says the Ritva, this Gemara, Chavavim and Aleph, is only according to the Manda Omer, that Arv is a Chov. But if you hold Marv as a Rishus, then there's no Tashlumin, because it's Mamish optional. That's the Ritva. So in terms of how we understand Tfilas Arvus Rishus, so we have so far two opinions. We have Arvus Rishus, I'm just going to write this for to keep clear over here. Arvus Rishus, we have Tosfos says Chov, that means it's a Chov, like we explained. Chov meaning if there's nothing else to do. The Ritva says Mamish optional. That's the Shita of the Ritva. Arvus Rishus, what does this mean? Comes along the Bahag. The Bahag is quoted in Ravina Yon over here. The Bahag says that it's true, Arvus is Rishus. But once people started davening Marv, so we accepted it upon ourselves as a Chov. Marv is a Rishus, Be'etzem. But once we started davening Marv, we accepted it on ourselves as a Chov. And once we accepted it on ourselves as a Chov, so then there's Tashlumin. And that's the Pshat Goron, Chavavim and Aleph. If you forgot to daven Marv, you can daven Tashlumin at Shachris. Why? Marv is a Rishus. No, it was only a Rishus before you accepted it as a Chov. But once you've accepted it as a Chov, then it becomes a Chov. And then there's Tashlumin. So, Tfilas Arvus Rishus, but accepted as a Chov.
Does Bahag hold that, like, if you accept it as a Chov, or is it people you... Like people around you generally.
You. The Chor means you. That's a good question. The Chor, it sounds like from what I saw that it means you. Yeah, Rabbi.
So
So how does the Ritva explain the Gemara on the Tavu Kalpov and Beis? It says Tavu Lo is Tavu Mitchover Shabbos and Tavu Lo Shabbos Shai. How can it be Masari for a Tefillah that's Mamish Chol to a Tefillah that's Mamish Shos?
So either, well, I mean, I'll answer with your assumption, then I'll reject your assumption. According to your assumption, you could say that whole Gemara is just going according to the Mandam that Marv is a Kol, like the Ritva said on Amud Aleph. But I think that your assumption is wrong. I mean, even according to the Mandam of Rishus, that it's Mamish Rishus, the Ritva is just saying that there's still Din of Tashlumin, meaning if you miss Marv, since it's Rishus, you don't have to daven Tashlumin. But if you miss Mincha, there's still an opportunity to daven Tashlumin at this Mandam of Marv. You have to daven Marv, because that's the only way to get to the Tashlumin, and then you can daven Tashlumin for Mincha.
According to Ritva, you could have a possibility where you don't have to daven.
You don't have to dive in.
Yeah,
no, no, no.
Oh, would that be the case
then? Then you'd fully dismiss.
Right, so that's why you would dive in the Marv in order to happen the Tashlum.
So would that be a
problem? Couldn't you just dive in with Shachar?
Couldn't you just dive in
the next step?
No, you can't. Tashlumin is, according to most Rishonim, it's a machlokes Rishonim. If you can chap a Tashlumin more than one tefillah afterwards.
Yes, yeah, so Ritva would have to hold that.
I don't know, I'm not convinced of that. I hear what you're saying, but I'm not convinced. I can look up the Shita Sirtva, I'm not sure what it is, but I'm not convinced that's true. Fine. So now I want to just. Yeah, question.
Yeah, so Tosafot holds that if it's Rishus.
Yeah.
If you couldn't have done Arvis and you missed it, then you don't have to do Tashlumi, but if you could have done Marv and you willingly missed it, then you have to do Tashlumi.
Say again?
The Tosafot holds that if you missed it by accident, then you don't have to do it again because it's Rishus, but if you're able to do it, and you consciously and willingly missed it, even if you're able to do it, then you have to do it again.
Well, he's not talking about when you daven Tashlumin and when not, in terms of why you missed it, was on purpose, was by accident. He's not getting into that.
Same, like, let's say there's like a mitzvah of Eris, that's why you missed.
If there's a mitzvah of Eris, and you missed Marit for a mitzvah of Eris, Tosus the third would say you don't have to daven Tashlumin. Sorry. He says, our Gemara, meaning Arvis is Rishus, and therefore why should you ever have to daven Tashlumin? Because he says that it really, it's a chiyuv unless you have a good excuse, like a mitzvah veris. So if you have a mitzvah veris, if it's a good excuse, maybe you wouldn't have to damage or something.
Maybe you could say the same the opposite way. Like if you miss it willingly, then you have to do it again.
Maybe, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Maybe. Oh. So now I want to take a look, and with this we're really going to try and wrap it up. I don't understand. What's the Shittas around them over here? When it comes to Tfilas Arvis Rishos, we have Tosos who says that means the relative Rishos, meaning Be'etzim, it's really a chov. We have the Ritva who says Rishus means Mamish optional. The Ritva himself happens to paskin that it's a chov, so it's not really no geya for him l'maisa. But if you hold Rishus, says the Ritva, it's Mamish Rishus. And the Bahag who says that it used to be Rishus, but then we accepted it as a chov, so now it's a chov. So what's the Rambam feel about all these things? What's the Rambam Shita? So if you look in the Rambam, in Tefillah, Perik Aleph, Halacha Vav, so the Rambam is Beferish. Perik Aleph, Halacha Vav. The Rambam says, V'chein yiskinu sh'yehei odom yispael tefillah achas belayla. The takana was that we should daven once at nighttime. Shaharei evari tamid shal bein arba'im misachlan kol halayla. Shenemar hi haola v'chulei. Uki'inin shenemar erev avokir v'tzorayim asicha v'ehema. So the Rambam brings proofs over here that there's a tefillah at nighttime, Mariv. And says the Rambam, v'ein tefillas arvis chova ki tefillas shachar sum mincha. It's not a chov like shachar sum mincha, so we can cancel out the Ritva. The Rambam doesn't hold like the Ritva. V'afal pichein. I'm sorry, we don't cancel out the Ritva. We cancel out Tosfos. I mean, it's not a chov, like Shachris and Mincha are chovs. V'afo pichein nohagu kol Yisrael b'chol mokomos moshvoseihem li'yispal al arvis v'kiblua aleihem k'tfilas chova. It's not a chov, but we accepted it as a chov. So who's the Rambam sound like? Bahag. The Rambam sounds like the Bahag. It's not a chov, but we accepted it as a chov. So it sounds like if we go and check other areas of halacha where the Rambam discusses tefillas arvis, he should treat it like a chov, because we've accepted it as a chov. So let's see. Let's see what the Rambam says. First, let's go to Gimel Zayin, which we already saw. We won't have to see it again. But in Gimel Zayin, the Rambam says that you can daven Marv after Plaga Mincha, because since Marv is Rishus, ein medakta kimbizman. So the Rambam here in Aleph Vav told us that arvis is a chov. We were mekabel it as a chov. So it's like a chov. But on the other hand, we see that it still has properties of being a Rishus. Because the Rambam says in Gimel Zayin that since it's Rishus, ein medakta kimbizman. So, the first Rambam, sorry, number one, the first Rambam that we have to think about is Gimel Zayin. I couldn't hold it up. Sorry. Gimel Zayin. The next Rambam, let's take a look for a second. Rambam Perek Tess, Halacha Tess. You have a Rambam just to flip in. real quick to test. The Rambam says, "Ba'erev kol ha'am yoshvin, v'hu omid, v'omer, v'hu rachum, v'chule." At Ma'ariv, everybody sits down. The Shliach Tzibur stands up. He says, "V'hu rachum, baruch Hashem ha'mevorach, v'hein omrim, baruch Hashem ha'mevorach l'olam ba'ed, u'maskil l'ifros al hashma, v'omer kaddish." Rambam tells you the whole seder of Ma'ariv. "V'achar kach omdim hakol." Hakol omdin u'mispalin belachash, u'kishem ashlimim omer kaddish v'hiniftar. And then says the Rambam, he tells us the whole order of Ma'ariv, and then he says at the end, "Ve'eno chozer lehispalo bekol ram arvis." There's no chazar sashats when it comes to Ma'ariv. Why not? "Lefishein tefilas arvis chova," because tefilas arvis is not a chov. "Lefichach lo yavarich zeh bracha levatala." To do a chazar sashats would be bracha levatala. "She'ein kan adam shenischayev bahen kedei lotzio." The point of chazar sashats. It's to be motzi, the other people who don't know how to daven. But here, there's nobody to be motzi, because Arvis is Rishus. So there's no chazar sashats at Ma'ariv. So, tzarchi number two. The Rambam says, on the one hand, in Halakha Aleph, in Perek Aleph, Halakha Vav, the Rambam says, we were mekabel Ma'ariv like a chol. And yet, first of all, it's a Rishus, so in Medakta can be Zmana. Second of all, it's a Rishus, and therefore there's no chazar sashats. And then third of all, if you look in the Rambam Perek Yud Halacha Vav, and this is the last Rambam for now. The Rambam says in Perek Yud Halacha Vav, "Mishin istapek lo imispalo lo," somebody's not sure if you daven or not. "Olo ispalo, eno chozer mispalo." You don't have to daven again. "Elim ken ispalo tefilazu al das shehin nedava." The only time you should daven again, if you're not sure if you davened already, is if you have in mind that if I didn't daven, then if I already daven, then what I'm davening now is a tefilas nedava. "Shim ratza hayachad yispal kol hayom, tefilas nedava yispal." You can daven nedavas all the time if you want. And then the Rambam says the following: "Mishaya omid betefila v'nizkar shikvar yispalo." A person who's davening and then he realizes, I already davened this tefila. Posek v'afilu b'emtza bracha. Stop short and go home. "Vim haisa tefilas arvis." But if he realizes in the middle of Ma'ariv, I already davened. Eino posik. You don't stop. Finish davening. Why? Shlo hispalo oso mitzchila el adash eino chova. He only had in mind in the first place to daven Ma'ariv, amenas, that it's not a chov. So since he's voluntarily, essentially the Rambam is saying, he's voluntarily davening arvis. It's a rishus. It's a nedava. He's voluntarily davening. Therefore, if you realize that you already davened, it doesn't matter. You can daven as many nedavas as you want all day anyway. So again, the Rambam is saying over here, if you're in the middle of shacharis, you're in the middle of mincha, and those two tefillos are chovos, and you realize that you already davened, then you have to stop. Because since you intended to daven a tefillos chov, and then you realize you already davened that tefillah, so you can't turn it in the middle of the tefillos chov into a nedava. It's over. Just stop. Go home. But when it comes to Ma'ariv, since Ma'ariv essentially is a nedava anyway, so if you realized in the middle that you were already davening Ma'ariv, no problem. Finish up. Yeah, this is a nedava, that was a nedava, it's all nedava. You never intended to be davening at tefillas chov now anyway. Your whole intention was to daven at tefillas nedava. So what's going on over here, according to the Rambam? Is Ma'ariv a rishus? Is Ma'ariv a chov? On the one hand, the Rambam says we're mekabel like a chov. On the other hand, we have to see it as all these properties of rishus. So these are the kashas that bothered all the Echorim. And there's really three mahalchim, and I think that I can't decide if they're three distinct mahalchim or not, actually. I'm really struggling to see. I'll tell you, and then whatever, if you see them inside, you'll tell me what you think. Reb Chaim has on this Rambam, Reb Chaim asks, essentially these kashas. What does the Rambam hold? So Reb Chaim says, and I'm going to borrow the Lashonos of the Rav, just because it makes it a little bit more clear, but it's almost exactly the same Lashonos as Reb Chaim, and it's definitely the idea. There's two dinim over here. You have to look at tefillah in terms of the chovas hagavra, and then we have to look at the chefza shel tefillah. What's the chovas hagavra, and what type of tefillah is this chefza shel tefillah that I'm davening? So by shacharis and mincha, what's the nature of the chovas hagavra? It's a chov. You have to daven shacharis and mincha. That's a chov. What's the chefza shel tefillah? It's a tefillah shel chova. That's the nature of the tefillah. It's not tefillah nedava. It's a tefillah shel chova. You have to daven that tefillah. When it comes to Ma'ariv, says Reb Chaim, so we were mekabel it on ourselves like a chov. So mitzad the chovas hagavra, there's a chiyuv now to daven ma'ariv. We were mekabel it on ourselves like a chov. But says Reb Chaim, what were we mekabel on ourselves as a chov? What type of chefetz shel tefilah? So the Rambam really holds that tefilas arvis is a rishus. We were just mekabel it on ourselves like a chov. So the chovas hagavra is a chov, but the chefetz shel tefilah isn't changed. Says Reb Chaim, the chefetz shel tefilah is not a chefetz shel chov. It's a chefetz shel tefilas nedava. And therefore, says Reb Chaim, we understand this Rambam, the last one that we learned very well. That's where the Reb Chaim is in Yud Vav. Reb Chaim says, when it comes to Shacharis and Mincha, I'm in the middle of davening at Tefillah Shel Chov, and then I realize, I already davened, so why can't I finish off? Why can't I just finish davening? Says Reb Chaim, because I started off this Tefillah having in mind that I'm davening a Tefillah Shel Chov, and now I'm going to finish it off as a Nedava. But that doesn't work. Half Chov and half Nedava doesn't shtim. So you can't continue. But when it comes to Ma'ariv, so Ma'ariv, the whole Chetzah Shel Tefillah is a Chetzah Shel Nedava. So if I'm davening Ma'ariv, and then halfway through I realize, I already davened Ma'ariv, says Reb Chaim. So, no problem. Just finish off. Because the whole Chetzah Shel Tefillah of Ma'ariv is a Tefillah Shel Chov. And then the whole Chetzah Shel Tefillah of Ma'ariv is a Tefillah Shel Nedava. So the first half is a Nedava, and the second half is a Nedava. So you can finish it. No problem. That's what Reb Chaim says. So that fits into the Rambam in Yud Vav. And I think that also fits in very nicely to the Rambam in Gimel Zayin. The Rambam says that Tefillas Arvis is a Rishus, and therefore, okay, this we're not going to go into. Okay, there's a whole other sugya of Smichas Gilu with Tefillah that has to do with Emedak Nimizmano. Okay, next year. And then also, in terms of the Rambam test, the Rambam has in test, there's no Chazar Sashat in Ma'ariv, because Ma'ariv is a Rishus. So the Maisa, we were Makabo Ma'ariv is a Chov, so the Cheftza, the Chovas Agavra of Ma'ariv is a Chov, the Reb Chaim says, so this sounds like a Kasha, because the Rambam says, there's no Chazar Sashat by Ma'ariv, because the whole thing's a Rishus, so you don't have to be Motzi anybody else. But if we were Makabalit, each Gavra was Makabalit as a Chov on himself, so then Lichora we should have a Chazar Sashat. So how's Reb Chaim going to deal with that Rambam? So this Kasha is asked by the Rashba. The Rashba in the Truvas, in Chelek Aleph Siman Kuf Pei Gimel, the Rashba asks, is there a Chazar Sashat for Ma'ariv? And the Rashba says no. And he says, it's because Tefillas Arvis is a Rishus. And says the Rashba, and even though we were Mekabalit on ourselves as a Chov, so maybe you should say, oh, so now there should be a Chazar Sashat because we're Mekabalit like a Chov. So says the Rashba, no, it's no problem. Because how are you Mekabalit Tefillas Arvis as a Chov? By davening. So Miman of Shach. If you're a guy who knows how to daven, and you daven Ma'ariv, and you're Mekabalit as a Chov, daven yourself. We don't need Chazar Sashat. And if you're a guy who doesn't know how to daven, that means you never davened Ma'ariv, and you were never Mekabalit as a Chov. And Mimelo, we don't need a Chazar Sashat to be Motziya. So Lichora, that would be a pashut way to fit the Rambam Shita in with Reb Chaim as well. That's the Rashba and the Chuvas in Chelek Aleph Siman Kuf Pei Gimel. That's one Shita. The Avi Ezri, in this halacha in Yud Vav in the Rambam, he says exactly the opposite of Reb Chaim, and I haven't really fully caught the Avi Ezri. It seems just too unnecessarily dachuk. Like, I don't know why he doesn't just take Reb Chaim, but the Avi Ezri basically says the exact opposite. The Avi Ezri says, not like Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says, in terms of the Chovas HaGavra, so there's a person who's Mekabal Arvis as a Chov, so there's a Chovas HaGavra to Daven Ma'ariv, but the Cheftah Shel Tefillah is a Cheftah Shel Nedava. Avi Ezri says, fakert, that the Cheftah Shel Tefillah, we turn the Cheftah Shel Tefillah of Tefillas Arvis into a Tefillah Shel Chov, but in terms of the Chovas HaGavra, it's only Rishus. Meaning I can daven or not, I can choose what I want to do, but if I choose to daven, the Cheftah Shel Tefillah that I'm davening is a Tefillah Shel Chov.
Sounds a little like the end of the
Rambam
that you just said that.
No, it's fakert. It's mamish fakert.
At the very end, you just said that he only accepted as a chov on himself once he davened Ma'ariv.
Yeah.
So I'm saying, so it's still a rishit on the gavra until he decides to daven.
No, but once he decides to daven, so then it's a chiyav on him. But the Avi Ezri says that tefillas arvis rishus means it's always a rishus. But where Mekabel as a Chov means that the Cheftah Shel Tefillah turns into a Tefillah Shel Chov. So that works very nicely with the fact that there's no Chazar Sashat. I don't need a Chazar Sashat according to Avi Ezri. It's beautiful because the whole thing is only Rishus. And if I choose not to daven, so I don't need to make up for the chazar shatz. The cheft is shalchov and a chinami, but I don't have a chiyuv on the gavra to daven. It's a rishus. So if I don't daven, I don't need chazar shatz. There's no point. But in terms of fitting it into the Rambam Hilchos Tefillah, that in the middle of Maariv, you realize that you already davened, and then you're allowed to continue. So the Avyeshu has to go through a whole fancy business to make sense out of that. And in the end of the day, I don't really... he quotes a Gemara in Tzvachim that I don't know. You can look there. But anyway, what I'm going to get to now, just to end off now, is the Rav. The Rav and the Igros HaGrid. This is the Schlos Simcha. Kasimcha showed me, and Eitan, that they showed me one Igros HaGrid that I had no clue what he's talking about. But while I was in there, so then I flipped to this halacha, and then I just did this one. So the Rav says beautiful. The Rav asks, he gives a hakdom of another kasha. And there's a lot more to this sugya. There's rabbis who argue on these Rambams that Rav Chaim discusses, and the Rav also discusses. We just don't have time. But the Rav is makdim with another kasha. The Rav says that, working with Rav Chaim's assumption for a second, you want to say that the chovas hagavra of tefillas arvis after we're mekabel as a chov is a chiyuv, but the cheftes shel tefillah is a cheftes shel nedava. Says the Rav, it's very difficult because there's a halacha that there's no such thing as a nedava on Shabbos. You don't bring korban nedava on Shabbos, and there's no tefillas nedava on Shabbos. So if there's no tefillas nedava on Shabbos, so then why is there tefillas marav on Shabbos and Yom Tov for that matter? So the Rav says that it can't be that the cheftes shel tefillah of marav is a chefta shel tefillah of a nedava. It has to be a chefta shel tefillah of a chov, lichora, you would think, because that's why it's shayach to daven ma'ariv and Shabbos and Yontif. Aye. What about the Rambam halacha, perik yud halacha vav, says the Rav. And I think that this pshat in the Rav is going to fit into all the Rambams. If a person's in the middle of ma'ariv, and he realizes that, I already davened, as opposed to Shacharis and Mincha, the Rambam says, when it comes to Maariv, you can finish the davening. Why is that? Because the first half is a nedava, the way Reb Chaim explained, and the second half is a nedava, so it's all good. It continues. There's a flow. As opposed to Shacharis and Mincha, the first half was a chov, and the second half you were going to try and make it to a nedava, but you can't shtim a chov and a nedava. They don't go together, so you have to stop in the middle. So says the Rav, that according to the Rambam, you have to say that tefillas arvis is not a cheftza shel chov, because then it wouldn't stim with the end of my marav, which is going to turn into a nedava. But it's not a cheftza shel nedava either, because we daven marav on Shabbos and Yontif. So you have to say it's a birya chadasha. It's a new type of tefillah. We'll call it a cheftza of tefillah shel rishus. Cheftzas tefillas rishus. That's the Rav's mechadasha term. It's a cheftza tefillah that's a rishus. And the chiddush of Rishus, of the notion of a tefillah shel Rishus, is that first of all, you can daven it on Shabbos and Yontif. And second of all, even though a tefillah chov and a tefillah nedava can't be combined to allow you to finish davening, but if you have the first half of your tefillah, you daven al das, that it's a chefza tefillah shel Rishus, so that's neutral enough that if you realize in the middle of davening Maariv, which you had in mind was a chefza tefillah shel Rishus, that you're able to finish out the tefillah and have in mind that the rest of it is a nedava. Because even though nedava and chov are like oil and water, and you can't mix the two, but rishus is neutral enough that you can combine it with a chov. And I think that's very beautiful in terms of the other Rambams also. Meaning the Rambam that says that tefillas arvis was rishus. Okay, that one we're leaving out because it's a smichus gilul tefillah. But and also the other Rambam in terms of not having a chazaras shatz by Maariv time, if the whole nature of Maariv is a rishus, and the whole cheftza shel tefillah is a rishus, so then lichora, alright, you can handle it out, you can think it out, you know, on your own. Now I'm second guessing myself in terms of thinking how, but I think it's a nice shot either way. You can try to figure out how it fits into all the other Rambams. Yeah.
So what would the Rav say that he realized on Friday night that he already dealt with Marv and he's in the middle of Marv? It can't be turned into an
end up. Oh, that's a good cash. Oh, that'd be enough to be a through. So I was besuffing if the Rav was really different than Reb Chaim, or the Rav was just like making it more glatt by raising this kasha of Tfilas Nadava and then answering with this idea of Cheftza Shel Rishus, which is essentially really just describing what Reb Chaim calls the Cheftza Tfilas Shel Nadava. But now Matt brings out this nafkamina that is very nice. Ah, very good. Shkaya. He said, Matt says that according to the Rav, if the Rav was bothered by a kasha, there's no tefillos in the Davon Shabbos. So it says, Matt, let's say Friday in the davening, I'm davening Ma'ariv, it's a chetzah tefillah shel Rishus, and we said according to the Rambam, according to the Rav, Rishus and the davar go together. So on a regular weekday, if I'm in the middle of davening Ma'ariv, I realize I already davened, no problem, I could just continue davening, because my Rishus is the first half, and that can fit with the Nadav of the second half. But says Matt, that on Friday night, when there is no such thing as a Nadava, there is no tefillah shel Nadava on Friday night, according to the Rav's chat in the Rambam, you have to stop davening right in the middle of davening. According to Reb Chaim, who just assumed that it's always a chefta shel nedava, so even Friday night, somehow, I guess because our Misakin especially, it's an exception to the rule, so then you can even finish davening, meaning the Rambam, which is Pash Pshan the Rambam, that it means always, even Friday night, if you realize that you already davened in the middle, you can finish out the davening. Very good. All right, geshmak enough in it. Shkoyach. Okay. All right, shkoyach, guys.
I don't bother you.